And good morning. This is Catherine with the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts. And we're going to be on the road. We're on the road with the arts. In fact, 3,365 miles of road. With me on the line is artist, local artist, Sal Strom, who is bringing art and the highway together. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I tell you, I've been hearing about this project. I know you've been preparing for working on it for months, and you're still working on it. But tell us a little bit about this U.S. Connecting U.S. Highway project that you're doing.
Okay, our project's called Connecting U.S. 20, and it started because I was going to school in Boston, and my girlfriend had a studio on Highway 20, and I was like, wait a minute, I live on Highway 20.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized that they're the same Highway 20 once we looked at a map, which kind of surprised me. And actually, it's super cool right now because they just put that huge sign up on 101,
mm-hmm.
the connection of 101 and Highway 20.
Right.
So if anybody forgets how far we're going, just read that map. It tells you 3,365 miles, and that goes through 12 states. Some people will tell you it's 11 because they leave out the 6 miles in Montana, but it's actually 12 states.
Okay.
And the big part of the project begins May 1st in Boston and will arrive in Newport May 31st with some big party somewhere. That's to be announced.
Right. You know, that this is, this is huge, and I applaud your vision for thinking and creating something that is going to be influence and impact hundreds of people along the way, thousands of people totally in this connecting of the nation on a highway, and doing it by art now. You decided, Sal, that you would stop at different places in the various states that Highway 20 goes through, and you decided on libraries. Why that?
The main reason is I see libraries as such a community center. I think people just think of them still as books, and books are out of fashion, which there's so much more to a library than books. You know, the computers, they help you find jobs, all the kid reading programs. I saw one library that was stopping up. They even have yoga classes there. So libraries in this day and age are so much more than books, and I think that's really important for people to understand that. And I'm not a very good reader, and so I appreciate the libraries for all the kids around. I think it's more important than anybody gives them credit for. And so we're going to stop at small libraries all along Highway 20, and I have all of them confirmed for each date, so we'll
Great.
Be in the library in each date, and I have the dates confirmed. And
that's a feat in and of itself, getting all of that together, wasn't it, Sal?
That was a lot of work, especially for somebody who doesn't really enjoy writing. I've been sitting on my ass writing.
Right. So going to be going to 22 libraries along Highway 20, you know, from
right.
Boston to here. And one of your main motivations for doing this project is because of your late mom, Gracie Strom.
Yeah, actually, this project, we started working on it June 1st in 2015.
Okay.
And it was right after my mother died, and it was kind of like, what can I do to honor my mom? For those of you that don't know, Gracie Strom won the Sea Hags and played the bottles. Her thing was, I get a lot of requests, but I play anyway. And she was definitely a quirky, wonderful, wonderful woman that strongly believes in community and connection. And like my partner says about me, the only thing she really collected were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way. I just believe that connection we have with people is what gets us through life. And my strong belief in laughter and color of healing us in so many different ways. I've done a lot of projects throughout my art life that all have been based on laughter and color and people, the connection with people.
Right. And the reaching with people, and as you say, the healing effects of culture, of color, excuse me. And then, of course, I've just recently learned that you're a certified laughter coach. And I think that's wonderful, you know, in this whole project. Now, but before you get on the road and doing some of your things, you know, across the nation, which starts on May 1st in Boston, you are going to be visiting some libraries here in Oregon, and you have upcoming two visits, one to the Newport Public Library and one to the Toledo Public Library. So tell us about that and what people are going to be doing.
Okay, the Newport Public Library is February 11th between 2 and 4, and the Toledo one's on Saturday 18th between 2 and 4.
Okay.
So those are both Saturdays, and they're one right after each other. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to connectingus20@gmail.com to email me, or you can do connectingus20.com. We have a website, or if you're on Facebook, that's where you can learn the most about it, and we'll update Facebook all along between now and next year. We'll be blogging and letting people know, and that's at connectingus20. So all you have to really remember is connectingus20.
And right. .com. Now, I Sal, I went to one of your little prototype sessions. I think you know what it is that you're going to be doing in libraries here and across the country. And it was just fascinating taking these small colored safety pins, connecting them together. Talk about that just a little bit.
Also, I want to thank Ocean Unity for inviting us to come and be in our guinea pigs, because we've been working on this for a couple years, but have never actually done it with real people. So it's really fun to get to do it with real people. And also, we weren't sure how many people, and so that was great that they came. So the connecting the little safety pins are, like I said, a real symbol of linking communities across Highway 20. So participants will make two. They'll keep one for themselves, and the second one will take to the next library in the next state. And then besides that, we're going to be using, I bring a lot of colorful cheesecloth that I've already dyed, and we layer and wrap and fold over a box. And then I wanted people to take a local author's book or a book about the area that they lay inside the box and decorate it some more. But so that we really find out who the local writers are in each community. And then after we're done doing that, we take the book out and we take all the cheesecloth and throw it up in the air and throw it at each other. And that's when the laughter and childlike play really begins.
Right. And, you know, it was such a wonderful, wonderful process when us did that. Again, this whole idea, Sal, that I know you've done in other projects about the role of art in play and the role of art in life and in building community.
I think that you can't do enough to build communities, and especially we're just so honored be from a community that supports the arts and that supports people. You know, I see it growing up in a bar. We were like the community center. And people get together, and there might be gossip going on and stuff, but you know everybody's always got your back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just so important about small towns, is how much we help each other. And so I think that every community needs to have a community center where people can go. And being a non-drinker, I think libraries are probably a better choice than going to the bar.
Right. Sal, we have just a few moments left. I really appreciate your calling in on Arts Talk, starting to tell us about your nationwide project called Connecting US 20, interactive art events focused on social good. A project by Sal Strom and Lynn Moyers. And I'll be repeating again next week about the Newport Public Library when you're going to be there and the Toledo Library. Sal, thank you so much for calling in on Arts Talk and sharing your art with us.
Thank you so much.